नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। दष्टप्रायशोभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। नमो नलिननेत्राय वेणुवाद्यविनोदिने राधाधरसुधापान शालिने वनमालिने। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 5, Text Number 12. Munir vivikshur bhagavad gunanam sakapite bharatamah krishnah यस्मिन् नृणां ग्राम्य सुखानुवादै मतिर्गृहीतानुहरे कथायाम् Translation: Your friend, the great sage Krishna Dvaipayan Vyas, has already described the transcendental qualities of the Lord in his great work, the Mahabharata. But the whole idea is to draw the attention of the mass of people to Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Gita, through their strong affinity for hearing mundane topics. The great sage Krishna Dvaipayan Vyas is the author of the Vedic literature, of which his works Vedanta Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharata are very popular readings. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4, Text Number 24, Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Mahabharata for the less intelligent class of men who take more interest in mundane topics than in the philosophy of a life. The Vedanta Sutra was compiled for a persons already above the mundane topics, who might already have attested the bitterness of so-called happiness of a mundane affairs. The first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra is Athato Brahma Jidnyasa. That is, only when one has finished the business of mundane inquiries in the marketplace of a sense gratification, can one make relevant inquiries regarding Brahman. The transcendence, those persons who are busy with the mundane inquiries which fill the newspapers and other such literatures are classified as Stri Shudra Dvijabandhus, or men or women, the liberal class and unworthy sons of the higher classes, Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya. Such a less intelligent men cannot understand the purpose of Vedanta Sutra, although they may make a show of studying the sutras in perverted ways. The real purpose of Vedanta Sutra is explained by the author himself in Srimad Bhagavatam. And anyone trying to understand Vedanta Sutra without reference to Srimad Bhagavatam is certainly misguided. Such a misguided persons who are interested in a mundane affair of a philanthropic and altruistic work under the misconception of the body as the self could better take advantage of Mahabharata, which was specifically compiled by Srila Vyasadeva for their benefit. The great author has compiled the Mahabharata in such a way that the less intelligent class of men who are more interested in the mundane topics may read the Mahabharata with a great relish, and in the course of such a mundane happiness can also take advantage of a Bhagavad Gita. The preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam or the Vedanta Sutra. Srila Vyasadeva had no interest in writing a history of mundane activities other than to give less intelligent person to chance for a transcendental realization through Bhagavad Gita. Vidura's reference to Mahabharata indicates that he had heard of the Mahabharata from Vyasadeva, his real father, while he was away from home and was touring the places of pilgrimage. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Darati Svaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajimam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Sham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Vidinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashyatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Munir Vivikshur Bhagavat Gunanam Sakhapite Bharatam Ah Krishna Yasmin Ranan Gramya Sukhanu Vadaihi Batir Grihidanu Hare Kathaya. Your friend, the great sage Krishna Dvaipayan Vyas, has already described the transcendental qualities of the Lord in his great work, the Mahabharata. But the whole idea is to draw the attention of the mass of people to Krishna Katha through their strong affinity for hearing mundane topics. So here, Prabhupada explains in his purport about the treatises or things that Vyasadeva has wrote. First of all, here Vidurji is explaining to Maitreya Rishi that I have heard about Lord's glorious pastime from your friend who was the real father of Vidura, the Krishna Dvaipayan Vyas. And Krishna Dvaipayan Vyas, he wrote numerous literatures like Puranas, then Mahabharata, which are considered as histories of a human race. In Mahabharata, he has explained about administration, how king should rule, how he should take care of his kingdom and the people who stays in the kingdom. what are the facilities he should provide for them. Even what are the rules and regulations for brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, sannyasis. In the story format, he has explained everything. The most of the Puranas and Mahabharata contains fabulous stories. Because most mass of people, they are more interested into stories than philosophy. So, you will find a lot of mundane descriptions in Mahabharata, especially the Vyasadevji is explaining about the beauty of different women in different planets and the beauty of the women in Dwarika, in Virata, then in Matsyadesha. By hearing that, the people who are more attracted to the opposite sex, they may also get attracted to read Mahabharata. And ultimately, the most essential part of a Vedic literature has given in Bhagavad Gita. And that Bhagavad Gita is there in the Mahabharata. So the whole mundane topic was explained so that people, by reading that, they should come across the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. As Prabhupada says here, that Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedanta Sutra. And he writes clearly here that if someone tries to study the Vedanta Sutras without the help of Srimad Bhagavatam, then it's useless. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is the original commentary on Vedanta Sutra written by Vedavyasaji, where he has given clear explanation about the Lord, his opulences, his relationship with the Jivas, and ultimate destinations of Jivas. Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra starts with the first aphorism, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. And Srimad Bhagavatam starts with the explanation that who is the Supreme Personality of a Godhead? Who is that Brahman? The first verse itself gives us a clear idea about who is that. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I offer my obeisances to that person who is Bhagavan, who possesses all the six opulences. And who is that? He is none other than Vasudeva. So the Vedanta Sutra starts with the question, or with the caution, that now as you have got a human form of a life, you should start discussing about Brahman. And Srimad Bhagavatam starts with the discussion of Brahman. Tene brahmrada adikave muyanti surya tejo bari. There is explanation of the personality of a Godhead. Who is he? Swarat. No one can control him. And who has given this Vedic knowledge in the heart of Brahma? That is Supreme Brahma. And that's why we can see the most of the Mayavadis, they don't touch Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Shripad Shankaracharya, who came and established this Mayavad, even he never dared to give commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. He wrote his commentary on Vedanta Sutra, he wrote his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, but he never wrote commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam itself is a commentary to Vedanta Sutra given by Vedavyasji. And now Vidurji is asking here, please let me know the wonderful qualities of the Lord that is explained by Vedavyasji in different literatures. because that's the only thing which is going to cut the knots of attachment in our heart. So it's very important. And further in the next verse, when Vidurji was traveling, doing his pilgrimage, that's what Prabhupada says here. From him only he heard about Lord.
After Dandima, Bharata, Yuddha, all these things, and then before Mahabharata he wrote, or after?
As per this, we should understand that it was written before. As per Prabhupada's comment on this, it seems to be that Mahabharata was written in the beginning.
Later on, Vidura back to home, after pilgrimage.
Sa shraddhadhanasya vivardhamana virakti manyatra karoti pumsa hare padana smriti nirvratasya samasta dukkhapyayamashudhate. For one who is anxious to engage constantly in hearing such a topics, Krishna Katha gradually increases his indifference towards all other things. Such a constant remembrance of the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna by the devotee who has achieved transcendental bliss vanquishes all his miseries without delay. Samast dukkhapya ashudhatte. Ashudhatte. Immediately, he says. Without delay. If someone is engaged in hearing about the Lord's glory, then it increases his virakti, his indifference to this material world and everything which can keeps you bound to this material world. We must certainly know that on the absolute plane, Krishna Katha and Krishna are one and the same. The Lord is the absolute truth, and therefore his name, form, quality, etc., which are all understood to be Krishna Katha, are non-different from him. Bhagavad Gita, being spoken by the Lord, is as good as the Lord himself. When a sincere devotee reads Bhagavad Gita, this is as good as seeing the Lord face to face in his personal presence. But this is not so for the mundane wrangler. All the personal presence when a sincere devotee reads Bhagavad Gita, this is as good as seeing the Lord face to face in his personal presence. But this is not so for the mundane wrangler. All the potencies of the Lord are there when one reads Bhagavad Gita, provided it is read in the way recommended in the Gita by the Lord himself. One cannot foolishly manufacture an interpretation of Bhagavad Gita and still bring about transcendental benefit. Anyone who tries to squeeze some artificial meaning or interpretation from the Bhagavad Gita for an ulterior motive is not Shraddha Dhanapum Saha. One engaged anxiously in bona fide hearing of Krishna Katha. Such a person cannot derive any benefit from reading Bhagavad Gita, however great a scholar he may be, in the esteem of a layman. In the estimation of a layman, the Shraddhadhana or a faithful devotee can actually derive all the benefit of Bhagavad Gita, because by the omnipotency of the Lord, he achieves the transcendental bliss which vanquishes attachment and nullifies all concomitant material miseries. Only the devotee, by his factual experience, can understand the import of his words spoken by Vidura. The pure devotee of the Lord enjoys life by constantly remembering the lotus feet of the Lord by hearing Krishna Katha. For such a devotee, there is no such a thing as a material existence, and the much advertised bliss of Brahmananda is like a fig for the devotees who is in the midst of the transcendental ocean of a bliss. Sasraddhanasya vivardhamana virakti manyatra karoti pumsa harhe padanu smritir nivratasya samastha dukhasya dukha api ayush api ayumashu thate. Sasraddhanasya, for one who is anxious to constantly engage in hearing such a topics. Shraddhadhanasya, Prabhupada says here, Shraddhadhana means a pure, faithful devotee. That faithful person who hears about the Lord, then what is the effect of that hearing? If you hear about the wonderful pastimes and glories of the Lord, it is said, Vivardhamana, it increases. What? Virakti. His detachment to the material world. And because of that, what happens? Samasta dukha api asho dhatte. It gives stop on the suffering or miseries of this material world. It said ashu immediately. When person becomes indifferent to the modes of material nature and the activities or the result of activities that he has got it, then definitely that person enjoys the transcendental bliss. Because he has got rid of the miseries of this material body. And here it is said, Krishna Katha is non-different from the Lord Himself. There is no difference between Lord and His wonderful pastimes. Both have the same potencies to deliver you from this material world. So, Bhagavad Gita, the instructions given by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, and Lord, He is also non-different. When you take shelter of Bhagavad Gita to study it, you are taking shelter of the Lordship to understand Him. Even though Prabhupada says Bhagavad Gita is a preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shripad Shankaracharya says even if you read 1/4 of shloka of Bhagavad Gita, you will get liberated. Kinchit dhita Bhagavad Gita Ganga chala lava kanika pita tasya yama na karoti charcha. A person reads every day Bhagavad Gita and drinks a lot of Ganges water, then that person never comes back to this material world. But it is clearly mentioned that Yamaha na karoti tasya charcha. Yama means the controller of death. He never discusses anything about that person who always remembers Krishna, drinks the Ganges water and regularly reads Bhagavad Gita. Simple way to go back and back to God. Remember their lordship. Read Bhagavad Gita every day. Have a Ganga water every day. It will take you back home, back to God. It's very easy. But mind is so complicated, it wants something complicated only. In the age of a Kali, very simple process has given. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Hare Nama eva kevalam kalau nasteva 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 gatiranya. There is no other way than chanting the holy name of the Lord. Holy name of the Lord. Holy name of the Lord. And that's just Hare Nama. Just chant. Just chant. Just chant. Other things are taken care if someone is ready to chant. There was one Babaji who was initiated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he used to sit and he used to chant. He got such a taste in chanting. He used to sleep hardly 1 hour a day. So one day the temple president came there and he went to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and he asked, Guru Maharaj, this person is not doing any service. And if you approach him for any service, he is always sitting with his beads and he is chanting. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, okay, from tomorrow you chant and let's see what happens. Because he was conditioned by some other mode of nature, so he was not able to sit and chant continuously. And then Prabhupada said, at least one person is there in our temple who can chant 24 hours. So I'm happy with that. And then he said, everything else we are doing so that we can chant the holy name of Lord. And if you don't find taste in chanting the holy name of the Lord, then whatever else you have done, it's in vain, it's useless. So we have to understand. Chanting is very essential part of our spiritual life. If you don't chant, you will not progress in spiritual life. So if you want to progress and continue your devotional service, then you should chant. One day I asked my spiritual master how I should know that whether Krishna is pleased with my services or not. And he just told me that. Just remember, whenever you get taste in chanting and reading and hearing about the Lord, you should understand that whatever service you have rendered to the Lord, that is accepted by the Lord. So if you, after rendering service, if you feel that you are developing more taste for hearing about the Lord, more taste to chant His holy name, more taste to associate with the devotees, definitely, whatever service you have done is accepted by the Lord. So let's try and work on these basic principles of life to progress in our spiritual life. Unless and until we really or sincerely try hard to take shelter of their lordship, prescribed by our acharyas for this modern age, that's going to help you to take up Krishna consciousness seriously. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.